He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. The angels sang when the baby was born. Come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The wise men saw where the baby was born.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good evening and welcome to St. James. Many of you are joining us online on this festive occasion. We also have a Mass tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. for Christmas Day, so we hope to see you there, whether you're joining us on Zoom or in person. You can see our angels are here celebrating with us in our worship space and our nativity, and we'd like to special thanks to the liturgy committee and those that were helping us to kind of put that together and make a real festive environment for you. I don't know how much of that you see on the Zoom. We encourage all of you to participate as best you can, and we will begin tonight's celebration with O Come All Ye Faithful. Please rise.
The Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
And Merry Christmas to everyone. What a blessing that we can gather on this holy night and remember God's presence in our midst in the birth of this child. What a special evening it is. I want to echo all of the thanks that we all have for those who help create this festive environment. I'd like to particularly thank Darren for bringing these new chairs up from the basement. They're nice, comfortable chairs donated by the BVM Sisters in Dubuque. And just because they're comfortable doesn't mean you can fall asleep during the sermon. So just a warning ahead of time. We want to be attentive then to this message that we have that God is with us as we place ourselves in God's presence today and ask to be filled with special graces in this holy season, graces of mercy, graces of fidelity. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters,
that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Let us pray that this holy night will be a sign of God's goodness to us. Let us pray that we will find the light to lead us from darkness to joy. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will fill our minds and hearts with the blessings of this season. O God, you have made this most sacred night radiant with the splendor of the true light. Grant, we pray, that we who have known the mysteries of his light on earth may also delight in his gladness in heaven, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwell in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You've brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulders, the rod of their taskmasters, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. For every boot that trampled in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, upon his shoulders dominion rests. They named him Wonderful Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful.
Today is born. world, all God's people singing as one, glory, hallelujah. Today is born our Savior, today is born our Savior, today.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all, and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The word of the Lord.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world shall be enrolled. This is the first enrollment when Quintus, the governor of Syria. So all went to enrolled, each in his own town. And Joseph went up from Galilee, from a town called Nazareth in Judea, to a city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they was there, time came for her to have her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothing and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in the region living in the field, keeping night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone upon them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will come to all the people. For this day in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And there will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothing and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angels, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on which his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We probably should not be surprised that this Christmas is not like other Christmases after what we've been through this year. No visiting, no caroling. We haven't had our eggnog. We didn't decorate the tree. No wonder it's been hard to generate that Christmas spirit. And yet, as we heard in the prophet Isaiah today, Christmas is intended for those who dwell in darkness, for those who live in the land of gloom. Well, that's us. We're the perfect candidates. We are living in the darkness of this pandemic. We are walking in the land of gloom as we try to create a society which is not plagued by racism. We are finding that this dreary atmosphere happens when we are living with economic disparities that cause poverty and hunger and homelessness. So we're the perfect candidates to celebrate Christmas. I don't know whether you are been listening to the radio, but if you have, you have no doubt heard, since they play these songs over and over again, that song from MAME, "We Need a Little Christmas Right Now." And that's our story. We need a little Christmas right now so we can get out of the land of gloom. And Isaiah goes on to tell us how. He tells us how to get out of the land of gloom. He says that a light is going to show us the way out of the darkness. And that light comes when a child is born for us, a son is given to us. That's the solution. A child being born. The way out of the darkness is not that there's going to be this great hero. It's not going to be a 5-point plan. It's not going to be some technological marvel. It's going to be a child. A child. And so that is what we have to put our hope, our expectation in, that we find that this child is exactly what we need. So let's see what that is like. Why a child? I'm sure you get Christmas cards like I do with photos in them, right? People who you've seen in the past or you know from the past, and they send you the pictures of their children or grandchildren or whoever. And so I have a whole drawer full of these things. And one in particular stands out to me. I got a card a few years ago from Esther. Her real name is Queen Esther. It's kind of a southern thing. But Esther sent me this card of her great-grandson, Rayshon. And on the back of it, she wrote, "Here is our pride and joy." Nothing that remarkable about a grandmother, or in this case, a great-grandmother, thinking about the next generation coming and how happy she was at the prospect. But when you knew Esther's story, there was something remarkable about that statement, or I felt something remarkable about it. Because you see, Esther's husband had been on dialysis for many years before he died and was very debilitated. Esther had two sons, both of whom died of very unusual illnesses as young men. Esther's daughter got married and had two children very quickly, and her husband dropped dead of a heart attack, and she had to raise these two children on her own. The oldest of these two children, Esther's grandson, kind of is a lost soul and goes about from job to job, doesn't know exactly what he wants to do with his life. Esther's granddaughter, the mother of Rayshon, had to drop out of college when she found out she was pregnant and unmarried, the first one of her family to ever go to college. And yet, despite all of these difficulties that she had in her life, when Esther saw this boy, she saw hope. She saw something possible. She saw something happening new. Our pride and joy. And I think what Esther instinctively knew was the message of the manger. She instinctively knew that when the child is born, there is infinite potential. What this child will be, no one can say. And the possibilities of this child then are why we can not be discouraged by what has been in the past. We cannot be weighed down by the darkness and the gloom, because we know something new can happen with the birth of this child. It's not just a triumph for her family. It's not just something that personally they can rejoice in, but it's a promise of a new way of being. Yes, our pride and our joy when a child is given to us, a son is born for us. And certainly I think that was Mary and Joseph's story. I'm sure that they felt the pride and the joy at Jesus' birth. They knew his potential. They knew what he was capable of was more than they could imagine. They had angels, according to the shepherds, commenting on his birth, and they had their own experiences of divine intervention in their life. So yes, they had some gloom, some darkness woven into all of their troubles as they were experiencing the birth of this child, but they saw there was something that brought good news of great joy at his birth. The lesson of the manger for them was that even if you're in a stable and have to step through the muck and the mire, that you still have good news when a child is born and a son is given. What about for us? What about for us? Can we at this point in our life have that same good news that Esther experienced, that Joseph and Mary experienced? We are a people then that are full of awareness that sometimes that great potential does not come to fruition. This child born for us was supposed to be the Prince of Peace. And we still have violence. This child was the one who was bringing healing. And yet this illness is ravaging our country and world. The son came as the king of justice. And yet we still find a society filled with inequity. And yet we have to listen to the grandmothers, it seems to me. The grandmothers know that when a child is born, potential is there, possibility is there. And that really, it seems to me, is the lesson that we have to get on this Christmas day. That is the lesson of the manger. So as we gather around the manger, we know that whatever sickness or trouble or difficulty we're going through does not get the last word, because God can surprise us. As we gather around the manger, we can put our vision on tomorrow, because we know God is at work. As we gather around the manger, we are a people then who have hope that no matter how things seem to be going, God is at work. So on this Christmas day, let us be people then who understand the great possibilities that are present when a child is born for us and a son is given to us, because that truly is the tidings of comfort and joy. So that's why we come and adore him. Amen. On this Christmas night, church, can we join together and confess the faith that we all share?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantially with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. On this Christmas morning, we remember God's gift to us of a son, of a new possibility. So with confidence then, let us present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may be a visible sign of God's great love for humanity and in the continuing presence of Christ in the midst, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the promise of peace and justice for all people may be realized, especially for those who live in nations at war or in conditions of oppression. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who struggle to find food, warm clothing, shelter, heat, or employment, that through our Christian desire to offer charity and care, that their needs may be fulfilled until the day that the world is free from want. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all of us in this Christian community may share in the joy of this blessed day and bring the joy to share with our families, our friends, and all our loved ones. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all community members, especially expectant mothers and their families, may continue to be welcomed and cared for at Mercy Hospital. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Inez Jean Barnett and Sister Lorraine Ryan, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the name of our newborn King Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
the midnight clear. What glorious songs of old from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babel sounds the blessed angels sing.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice from our hands for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church. May the oblation of this day's feast be pleasing to you, O Lord, we pray, that through this most holy exchange we may be found in the likeness of Christ, in whom our nature is united to you, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our minds, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up in love of things invisible. So with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the host and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of Jesus' birth, his life, his death, and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks. You have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring us to the fullness of charity, together with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise and all your holy people. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
The wave of peace.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. To receive communion, we need to keep social distance, so the ushers will come up to you and lead you forth when it's your time to receive. You will come up and have your hands sanitized, then approach the altar. I will give you the host. Then if you can take a step to your right and remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, that we who are gladdened by participating on the feast of the Redeemer's Nativity may, through an honorable way of life, become worthy of union with him who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Thanks to Jenny and for all Zooming. That's pretty effective that we had there. That was great. So, and the only problem, Dan, is you make me want to sing along, and so we've got to get... figure out some way of learning how to do this with the pandemic. What a blessing it is that we can gather on this night on behalf of the deacon and all the people of St. James. We wish you a blessed Christmas, and may we get through this difficult time and experience God's grace in this new year. The Lord be with you. God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Go in peace. The Mass is ended. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.